This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Time to catch up with our Strictly star reviewer, blind ballroom dancer Sean Heywood, here on RNIB Connect Radio for his thoughts and comments on how blind Liverpudlian comedian Chris McCausland and his professional dancer Diane Buswell have been doing this week in Strictly Come Dancing. Hello, Sean, and great to have you back with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me back, Toby.
So, firstly, Sean, how do you think Chris and Diane did dancing a salsa to Down Under by Men at Work on Saturday night?
Well, first up, I was extremely disappointed there was no Turkish towel. I mean, what's a salsa without a Turkish towel? Your listeners are wondering. Your partner stood behind you. They are facing the back of your head. You link hands, so you kind of go into a crucifixy type of position, slightly lower hands. And then as you go left, they go right. And as you go right, they go left behind you. So it's like getting the towel and going, oh, fish, 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 fish. And you're going, oh, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, left, right, left, right. And it feels amazing. So yeah, anybody who's out there who's going to go to a sales class or anything like that, get them to teach you a Turkish towel. And if you're blind or anything like that, you'll buzz on it, man. You'll buzz.
And there were sort of some really interesting comments from the judges. I mean, there were lots of sort of praises of all the lifts and Chris wheeling Diane around quite a lot as well. And that, I thought that was really good. But there were a few comments. I mean, Anton did say it was remarkable, but he did say there were a few sort of sloppy salsa steps. What's a sloppy salsa step?
He's not springing on his feet correctly. You know, he's just like stomping them down. That's what I took from it, what Anton meant. Because, yeah, you want to be light and sharp on your feet.
And I think, you know, sort of Anton also said that, you know, this time we're looking at you as dancers, and I suppose a lot of that sort of buzz around Chris is possibly starting to sort of maybe disappear a little bit and concentrating more on his dance.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I said in the previous thing, you know, we all want to be judged on the same level. We really do. And it's, you know, hopefully as the competition goes on, they will judge him more on that, on his footwork and on what he's doing with his arms.
And, I mean, great praise from Motsi and Craig. And I think Craig even said in his true Australian accent, bonza, to Chris as well, which I think really, 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 really was a good thing to say.
That's bonza, mate. Bonza, mate. So, yeah.
Any other dances that stood out for you, Sean, on Saturday night? As I really enjoyed watching Sarah Handland and her dancer Vito Coppola do a foxtrot to, I think it was Billy Irish's Birds of a Feather. And I wasn't sure whether it was the way they were dancing, the description from Georgie in the music, because I felt it was really beautiful, that their dance.
Yeah, it was really nice, really nice. Personally love that song as well, so it all sat with me lovely. But again, Tasha, I thought was incredible. You know, just speaking as a blind person, doing something with hearing difficulty, I just don't know how she does it. It's just phenomenal. And also Shane, I thought Shane was great. I couldn't believe he ended up in the bottom two.
Yeah, that was a little bit disappointing because he was in the dance-off, I think, the week before, wasn't he, as well? So it's quite hard going into the dance-off, isn't it, I suspect?
Oh, my God, I can't imagine. Well, you know, you're not only just gutted, you've got to just get back on point and get on point better than you did before.
And do you think it was a good choice for Nick and Lupa to go out of the competition on Sunday night during the dance-off between them and obviously Shane and Nancy? Because I do think Nick and Lupa had maybe a few more props to deal with in their dance.
They did. They had a lot more props, and that is a lot harder to deal with. But Shane was absolutely fantastic, really on point with everything. And, you know, Nick's been struggling with injuries. You know, he's been open about all of that. So I think for him, it was his time.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think so. I think so. And we have Couples Choice this coming Saturday night. And I think a waltz for Chris and Diane. Is it more about, I suppose, the flow and movement with a waltz compared to all those lifts and wheeling Diane around that Chris has been doing so far?
I hope so. I hope that it doesn't just go into gymnastics, because the waltz is beautiful, man. When I started ballroom, I thought, I'm not going to like a waltz. Who wants a waltz? What's that all about? When you do it, honestly, it feels amazing. When I competed last year, I actually, because you don't get to choose the dances, they tell you what you're doing, and it was a cha-cha and a waltz. And so when I was at the Winter Gardens, we waltzed to If You Don't Know Me By Now, Simply Red. And yeah, it just felt incredible. So yeah, if he gets the fluidity right, he'll love it.
And what sort of things will the judges be looking out for when they are scoring the waltz on Saturday night?
I would think the rise and fall will be the main thing, because you go forward and then, so it's one, two, three. So you're going forward, up, up, down, up, up. That's a sort of simple way to explain it anyway.
And is it all about that sort of flow and movement, as I mentioned, all about how they sort of use the space on the dance floor?
Yeah, and also what they call contrabody movement, so that their bodies are moving together or in opposite ways.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Sean, for another great look back at Strictly Come Dancing with me here on R&IB Connect Radio. And we will all be watching again to see how Chris and Diane do this coming Saturday night with their couple's choice with the Waltz. But thank you very much indeed, Sean, for chatting with me again.
Thanks very much. See you next week. Ooh, keep dancing.